Me? Okay. Well, and actually, I was getting into that. We have worked on a number of events, and but anyway, I was going to focus on the next one, the Electro Love Fest. So we'll make sure we have a little time to get to that before the end of the agenda, because that is something the development committee's been working on. Maybe Hank can give us the details.
Well, you've got 3 more minutes left in this
10-minute. Well, I'd like to let Hank, because he knows more about it, to encourage everybody to help.
I've got a few posters here if anybody's interested in what is going on. It's got all the information on it. The schedule, the cost per person or per day, depending if they don't want to go to all 3 days. Where you can buy tickets, where the sponsorship information is, although I've emailed the sponsorship. Actually, I've emailed all this to everyone here, but I thought maybe somebody might want to print it. So I've got these. As far as development, if you will pass them around, if I ever want some. As far as development goes, though, we do talk about every single fundraising event that KPFT does, and we try and help out with. Because it doesn't matter how you budget your money if you don't have it. You have to raise it before you can start running. That's development. That's how nonprofits operate. And many nonprofits have spent 2/3 of their entire budget on salaries and benefits. Many. You can check Nonprofit Guide. You can check GuideStar.
And Hank, you'll find that they don't get good ratings from accounting firms in terms of
actually too much money for that at all. I've many
you always want to have a threshold there, 10%, 20%.
Tell us when volunteers are needed.
Tell
everybody when volunteers.
But 2/3 is reasonable.
I won't give if you spend 60%. Yes, go right ahead.
Okay. Well, considering our last statements we just heard, I would certainly have to agree with the statement that if we don't have any money, it doesn't matter what's in your budget. On the other hand, if you don't have a budget that's worth something, it doesn't matter how much money you have. It will all go away.
We have
so that's the thing that's really interesting. That's the purpose of the fact that we have people with multiple talents here. And we need all people, both raising money and controlling discipline and financial discipline here at the station to make sure that it functions. Because if we don't do both, we're going to die. You can't just have one or the other. So,
that's true.
Anywho, I believe now, George, you wanted to follow us. So I'll tell you what we do. Let me just discuss the...
Is this over?
I want to discuss this brief, bring up the... motion we passed in finance regarding the PD position, and then why don't you kind of come with your side of it, and then we will both have it on the floor. What we passed in the finance committee, here we go, is a recommendation to the PMT. We request that the KPFT PD position, open position, be left open until the foundation had resolved the present financial crisis, and that it has had at least 3 consecutive quarters with positive cash flow. We ask the GM to create a list of tasks performed by the previous PD such that those tasks can be evaluated for reassignment to other employees or volunteers or suspended as appropriate for each task. So the idea being is we want to try to give the foundation, because even the CFO pointed out that KPFT is a foundering and poor performing station. For the fact that we are in black sometimes, the CFO and several of the National Finance Committee meetings has pointed out that there is no exception. We're all underperforming. We're all doing badly. And this would not only help our position, but the thing is we work for the network. So this amount of money can help keep the foundation alive, because if we don't keep the foundation alive, there's not going to be any jobs for anybody. And that's my presentation for the Finance Committee's motion. And I don't want to go to the other motion because I don't want it to confuse what you're doing. I'll give the floor to Mr. Right.
Well, I don't want to do that. I mean, is there an action that you're asking for the LSB?
Yeah, that we recommend that position be held open until we have better finances through the foundation.
Okay. Well, it seems to me that that's a recommendation to management that we have really. And what I gathered from Dwayne is he's talking with our executive director, and also on figuring out how to reorganize the job, basically, try to save some money. But I think that's separate from the question of what is our bylaws responsibility which is to go ahead and produce a committee to find a program director. So what I'd like to do is to just take a vote on your motion first, and then I'll introduce mine.
That's okay with me. No problem. Again, it's just to request the KPFT PD for the open position be left open until the foundation has resolved the present financial crisis, and that it has had at least 3 consecutive quarters of positive cash flow. We just want to see that the foundation is not going bankrupt.
Is that a motion?
Yes. Yeah, it's the recommendation that is in the motion. Let me see. Then we ask the GM in the interim to create a list of tasks performed by the previous PD, such those tasks can be evaluated for reassignment to other employees or volunteers, or suspended as is appropriate to each task. We realize we may take a hit on some things short-term, but the idea is to keep the foundation fiscally alive.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I believe there's now no agreement between this move that we made. It's going to be split. So there is a motion on the floor. Do I hear a second?
Second.
I've heard the motion second. A motion brought to you by Mr. Joseph Davis. Second by
Mr. Finance Committee. It's the Finance Committee.
The Finance Committee motion, which needed no second then. What I want to do is have debate, and I've got a stack already with Susie, Deborah, Hank, who else?
But are we doing this one motion at a time?
Yeah. You want to speak on the stack?
Can't we find another way to piss up this wall? I mean, I'm serious. I think there's a tradition within community radio where the program director is chosen by the manager so that the two of them can work in cohesion. I've served in that position at KPFT. I've applied for it when they were paying for it. And, you know, I've been news director over there. I know a little bit about this station and the way it works. Leave him alone. He will work it out. And y'all are just cluttering up.
Yeah. Okay, the next person. Go ahead.
Just want to make a short response. This isn't a motion to eliminate the position, simply delay filling it until we're in better financial shape. And then the normal process that has been described would ensue. So it's not about eliminating.
This was discussed.
Yes, could we please?
I've indicated I already have a stack, so y'all don't have to have your hands up.
I'm on stack.
Could you read the stack, please, so the name's on it?
On the stack.
Who else want to be on the stack?
Marielena Castellanos.
Who else?
George Ryder.
Who else?
Hank Lang.
Okay, as I have it.
There's one more that you missed as usual.
Well, why don't you take note? What I have on the stack is Susie, Deborah, Hank, Cliff, Bill, Maria, and George. So I do pay a little more attention than you think I do. Nevertheless, I do try to do it by order. So if you are recognized, as Susie now is recognized, you may speak.
I would like to hear what George's opinion is so that I can see what I want to vote for, either way. So would it be possible to hear?
Well, I'm next by the stand.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what I think of it. Yeah.
Before I vote for just one, hear both of them, and then
decide. No, you're going to hear the first one, okay, which is the motion to hold the position open.
I heard that. I know that.
Then we're going to go to George motion after this is dispensed of.
And then we'll vote George.
We're going to vote first and then second.
Okay.
Deborah.
Okay. I really think that to call, if the program manager's job was so light that you could just dispose of it, we wouldn't have been struggling this long to keep the job filled. It is a critical job, and we need to have that job filled. And to pass it off to other people, would you do twice the job for half the money? Why should anybody else? Are we so labor cruddy here that we are going to ask our employees to take on so the extra work for no money so that we can save money? That's Walmart. That's not Pacifica. Yeah, come on. Right. Come on, it's okay. You would do it.
Hold on. make your comments to the chair.
Well, he didn't make his comments to the chair.
You still have no right to respond to him. Your comments, as you know, you've been chair before. You should be speaking to the chair, not just to the other members. So, you made some statements that would get some people upset because they don't represent their views. So, you can't just respond when you make those statements, and he wants to respond.
He should not be shouting at me.
But I want your response.
I'm in favor of the motion. I'm on the staff.
You don't have the floor. Yes, sir. You don't have. If you don't have the floor, I think the rules have been consistently true.
I interrupted. I'm sorry.
You do not have a right to open your mouth until you are acknowledged.
Correct. I'm sorry.
Now, if you do open your mouth, you still don't have a right to respond because the person opened their mouth. That's how we lose decorum, and that's how we lose. Now, on the stack, next is Hank, then Cliff, then Bill.
And Maria Elena Castellanos on the stack.
Then Maria, then George.
Jerry,
and then Adriana. Well, y'all, you need to get my attention because after I got through with George, I didn't know you two wanted. So
I haven't spoken yet.
Just hold on. You can't jump the line.
You told me I was speaking second or third.
If you recall, I said Susie, Deborah, Hank, Cliff, Bill, Maria, George, and Jerry. Now,
no, I don't recall that, but go ahead.
I'm sure you don't, but I did. I did. I said that, and I want to be consistent. Now, Hank has the floor.
Okay, if we're going to take this job and delay filling it until Pacifica gets its financial health together, that's never going to happen. We have 4 stations out of 5. At KPFT, we're able to do this and get our head above water now and then. The rest of the stations are swimming to the bottom, essentially. If you look at 2 that can't make payroll, you can hold that up all day. Those don't always jive, even with the report that we have from the CFO in our hands today, which wasn't Bill's report, but it is attached to Bill's report. The CFO doesn't even mention KPFT in his report on this. Now, if you have something confidential, that's another matter. We don't have that. Maybe you'd like to share it with the LSB in general rather than hold it for yourself. I don't have it from you. You pointed him. He doesn't have
it.
He has a
bearing. Well, that's his report. Hank, I recall you were a former PNP member, and that was information you received that you didn't share with me in regular
LSB. Well, it was confidential, yeah.
Let's be consistent.
I've seen this document she's holding up that she says is public.
It's a PNP.
It hasn't been shared with the LSB in general. So, I understand the $47,000 thing, which is relatively small potatoes compared to anything going at any other station, and a PNB that doesn't raise a dime and incurs expenses and decides how the money's spent without being responsible enough to raise the money or any money as far as that goes. Everybody here donates. But when it gets to the national level, that all stops. Nobody does a damn thing at the national level to try and increase the health, the financial health of Pacifica. You can manage money that isn't there all day long. It's still not there. That's the problem we have throughout Pacifica right now. The money is not being raised. We've gone through a crash of our entire system, and nonprofits have not recuperated from that yet, except the very large ones.
All right.
So
you set the standard for 2 minutes. Next up is Bill.
Well, I think Cliff is right. I think we just need to leave this up to Dwayne. You know, he already knows he needs to control expenses. In some ways, this is micromanaging. I sympathize with the intent. I mean, I think that's kind of what he's already looking at doing. But it might work out to save more money or increase our fundraising overall more to actually hire somebody else. I don't know. I don't know if all the current staff can take over all the responsibilities and do them well, plus do keep doing their other jobs. What if you have 3 part-time people that become full-time because of this? It may actually cost us more. Now, maybe that's more fair to the employees, so maybe that would be okay. But I'd just vote this down and let Dwayne decide what he needs to do. He knows he needs to control expenses.
And has.
Okay. Maria?
I'm in favor of Joseph's motion, which is to hold the position open, that is, keep it, not push to immediately fill it for a number of reasons. Number one, his motion just simply is asking, first of all, for a plan for alternatives to take over those duties in a way that would maintain the budget more or less at what it is right now. It's simply a motion to keep, not rush to, you know, to fill that position open and maintain the same inefficient operating of the station that's directed at the same pretty much, you know, blue-collar, not blue-collar so much, is just the same set of people who connected with these cafes and particular kinds of music that excludes pretty much Latino and African American music. In any event, and the whole gist of it is this, and that is that we've got to look at, we've got to keep that position open and not rush to fill it when we got so many ways of taking care of it. Heck, I was a programmer when we didn't have a full-time programmer director. We didn't have a program director period. We had a part-time manager. We didn't have all this hullabaloo stuff about fancy salaries, and that was back in the day when the volunteers pretty much coordinated among themselves the programming and the development of programming. So this is bullcrap, saying that there's no way that we can possibly, you know, continue to function without filling this position right away.
Cliff? I remember who was here before Ray Hill was manager, and I remember who wasn't here. And we were tough survivors. When Ray Hill came in one day and said, all the city grants are gone. Y'all don't get paid. We didn't put away one tool to do editing or sound. We just did it. We just did it. I miss something, certain kind of camaraderie that I don't think most of the rest of you do. It's ideological. With me, it's not ideological. It's just cool. And the only way I can put it is cool. Is it perfect? No. Can I guarantee you it will work out perfectly? No. Human beings are involved. Don't you realize it all goes to shit? Yeah. But we had this sort of etiquette. Whoever was manager got to pick his program director. And no matter how radical I get in my old age, I won't back off of that one. That was cool.
Next up, and by the way, I need an extension. We're over time.
I recommend an extension, or I move to extend for 10 minutes. Second.
Okay, it's been motioned. It's been seconded. Are there any objections?
What time? Oh, by the way,
here we
go. I guess I'm supporting the side that says you can split it up or keep it as one loaf. It don't matter. Because it's consciousness that moves.
Okay, next up is George.
Yeah, so let me say this motion on the floor doesn't have any real effect on management. LSB doesn't have the authority to tell them whether or not they do or do not hire people. It can be as a recommendation. As a recommendation, I would oppose it. One of the things is it makes whether we hire a general, and Hank basically said this, whether we hire a general, a permanent PD, we're going to have an interim PD. You heard that. It'll be sliced and diced, however, to make it as optimal, but we're going to have an interim PD, and so the only question is, are we ever going to be willing to tell him, okay, or somebody else, you can be the PD? To make that conditional on whether or not the rest of the station somehow to make this whole thing solvent for three, I don't know what he said, 3 years or three
quarters.
Three quarters in a row? Why would we want to do that? oh, we need to trust our management. This is really getting in and micromanaging and filling in things that we really don't. I'm basically agreeing with Cliff. We need to leave it to the people who are supposed to be doing it.
Jared?
Yeah, first of all, I do think the comment that's out that, you know, we don't care about workers or something like that. I think it's ridiculous. If the station fails, all the workers lose their jobs. And so there does come a point at which, you know, if you're not financially responsible, all the workers lose their jobs, and then it doesn't make any difference if you're pro-worker or not. So that's this. So basically, I thought that was out of order. But I was out of order, too, by commenting off the record. But it seems to me that this should not be a question of, like, oh, we're trying to support the station manager. This is still, do we have the money to do it? Now, you're saying, well, it doesn't make any difference because he's already decided to spend the money and have an interim director, or he's going to do what he's going to do. That may be true, but we are the directors, and we are on the board. I think that as board members, we have the responsibility to vote for our conscience. And the way everybody, I don't know, as the way people talk, this could be, or the new board coming in could be the last board for Pacifica. If that's the case, I'd like to go on record that we at least made an attempt to be financially responsible in a sort of traditional common sense approach to running an entity. So that's all I'm going to say.
Cool. All right, Adriana?
I originally, when we passed, when Simon passed that motion, we were discussing, I believe that program director is essential. I mean, you can discuss a bunch of other things, but the program director is essential. It's the problem. My problem with this is the hypocrisy, if you allow me to, or try to explain what I'm trying to say. On one hand, we are saying, oh, we are fine. We owe only $50,000 to the national office. Okay. We are saying that in these first three quarters of 2016, fiscal year 2016, we are more than $135,000 under our revenue. On the other hand, we said, oh, but we need to support the employees. Obviously, all of us are here because we fight the whole life for employees. But the problem is, put the money from your pocket. We cannot keep saying that the money needs to be there. We complain, oh, look at the other station did. They keep hiring people, and we are trying to do the same. We don't have the money to pay, but we need to have these people paid. We need to think what we are doing. If we don't have the money, when will it stop? When will it stop? Or we ask other stations to do it. They need to do it. We don't have to do it. And then we are following in the steps of the station. All of you saw it there. All of the stations owe money, with the exception of KDFK, all of them owe money to the central service, to the healthcare, and to the Pacifica Radio Archive. We are seeking the Pacifica Radio Archive because the station don't pay for it. And we are saying the same. Keep the money here. We hire people that we cannot pay. What? But I mean, I don't know. I want us to make it, no, to be in corners.
Now, the last word we're going to hear on this matter before we vote is the motion. Go ahead.
All right. A lot of points have been brought up. Even Teresa said earlier about apparently item I on our list of responsibilities. I like item A myself, being item M about being responsible. The CFO has already pointed out that all the station managers are failing miserably, and that would include Dwayne. I'm sorry. I know that a lot of people here are personal friends. It doesn't matter what he says. You're going to love it. The fact is, he's not the rocket scientist of budgeting and running a radio station. There's a lot of people in this room with a lot of ideas who need to be brought to the table. If we're not one, this isn't just one brain cell and everybody else is an idiot. So there's plenty of room for a little fiscal responsibility and some common sense from everybody in this room. Not just saying, well, you know, if Dwayne says it is, that must be the right thing. Well, if it was the right thing, this station would be doing that. And we already know that.
has been brought up many times in the National Finance Committee. So we need to do something about bringing our fiscal. Because another point is, there is no KPFT by itself. We are not an organization. Pacifica is the organization we're a member of. And if it goes broke, we get auctioned off as part of the assets. Mm-hmm. There's not going to be any. The Pacifica is not $5,000 a month short. That's Pacifica. KPFT. It's Pacifica right. That's a whole lot worse off. And we need to, if we have to help bite the bullet and provide some of the money to help keep Pacifica alive, then we have to do that. And hopefully it won't be long term. And the thing is maybe if we did, maybe we suffered a little pain and had to actually have some of us volunteer to come up to the station, help them the duties that could be broken out from the previous program director, then maybe it'd make a lot of us want to put more pressure on the PNB, put more pressure on the other stations that are doing a whole lot worse. I'm glad that we're not the worst station. Thank you, Duane, for not being the worst station. That is appreciated. We're at least not, that bad. So, point being is, that's why the motion is there.
I don't want the apology. I want the behavior to stop.
Okay. Well, yes, and I cannot hear when you do that.
Now, CFO
this is the fifth time you've apologized.
I moved that Hank Lamb be censored. That just happened.
We don't like holding folk responsible around here except the chair. But what we're going to do right now is we're going to vote so that this item will be dispensed of having well been discussed. Those in favor of the motion, please raise your hands. Starting here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Those opposed, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you.
That's all right.
For your patience.
Notice
you got
the right
for reservation. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Motion passes. Now, next order of business is...
Does George want to do his presentation right after we talk?
Okay, next order of business is George's motion.
Okay, so it's our charge by the bylaws that when the position opens, that we appoint a committee to, as Lane said, find a pool. Then the general manager gets to select out of that pool. This is an opportunity for us, actually, to have a serious effect on the dynamic of KPFT and what kind of things go out over the board, go out over the air. Not in a micromanaging way, not in a one-to-one way, but getting someone who you believe in, you have some confidence in, is actually going to produce the kind of programs that are going to bring in a bigger audience. So it's really an essential feature of this body, and the motion essentially says we will appoint such a committee. According to the procedures developed by the PNB. What I ask is that you approve this. We will get those procedures, and we can select the committee at the next meeting.
Point of order?
Yes.
Mr. Ryder, or Dr. Ryder said that approve what? He said approve.
Setting up of a committee.
I don't understand.
What so we don't have to approve a bylaw. If you can prove, as you said you would, the articulated process, then there's no reason to have to approve it. It's already law. Yeah, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
I think that maybe the good idea is, George, if you think that we can find, you said that it's a motion and a procedure that the PNB already made. Why don't we, I don't think that we need to approve it by law. What maybe we can say is we put that procedure, share that with the whole LSP, maybe we can make that search committee.
Yeah, I must apologize. I didn't have the time to find it. I know where to find it. Our executive director wrote it. I think it'll be easy to find. And I think Adriana's suggestion is a good one. I think, however, we need to act, right? The bylaws exist, but we need to act.
Yeah, I don't think
to say that we're going to set up the committee.
I don't think we're in agreement that we need to act. We're in agreement we have the authority to do so. Hank, well, and then Alan.
Well, I think part of the motion is to go ahead and form the committee. We know that part is in the bylaws.
But do we need...
Okay, Alan?
Yes, I would like to comment that why wait another whole month to form the committee? Is there any way we can expedite the formation of the actual people in it?
Okay, I'm going to entertain a couple of more questions, then we're going to... Go ahead.
I just have a question. George, are you proposing that we form a committee for selection of a program director when we already have a management selection and review committee?
Yes, yes,
yes.
So
that's the bylaw.
It's in the bylaw.
He's saying it's the bylaw. These are the bylaws.
Okay.
Okay, next. Go ahead.
Just a point of information. So we set up a committee. We all come up with, like, people to be program directors. Is there any obligation? I mean, can the station director just say, well, I don't like any of those, I'm picking somebody else, and that's the end of the story?
No, no. You have to choose from the list.
It does have to pick from the list.
Yes. Now,
so it's not a meaningless...
What I'd like to get into is try to bring some sense to the motion and the action. Go ahead.
I just want to know, I mean, I feel like it's kind of weird forming a committee about something we haven't seen. That I'd really like to see what you have, the description.
Right.
That's the only hesitation I have, really.
Right.
Well, I have absolutely no hesitation, Mr. Chair. I'd just like to see a show of hands of those of you who would be interested in participating in such a committee with this caveat. That you bring a set of skills to the committee that's, number one, that allow it to follow its responsibility statute, which is statutory responsibility under CPB, under our own rules, and under the FCC rules. That's number one. Number two, that you're going to commit X number of hours to correlate, review, and vet these many applicants that I anticipate will come through the door. So in other words, there will be an inordinate amount of extra time on top of the committee assignments you've already committed to. So when you volunteer or make it clear you want to be part of that group, knowing that's the commitment that you're making over and above what you're doing. Now, go ahead.
So can I ask a question for you right now? Go ahead. Suppose you're one of the people that want to be program director.
Then you can't be on the committee.
Okay.
Now,
I think that the motion is not by itself, by law, is the last part, right? The KPFT LSB will set up a committee to select.
I need an extension. We are past time. I've moved to extend 5 minutes. Five. Any objection? Go ahead.
What I was adding is kind of an amending that motion to put after that. After we know exactly what the procedure that the PFB put in place,
I'd like to make a
suggestion. Right, you're not recognized yet.
On the stack.
You're not recognized.
That is my amendment.
On the stack.
To his motion to select the committee, the searching committee, to use the procedure to bring to the whole LSB by email the procedure that we need to apply, because what doesn't make sense in my view is that we start volunteering doing things in something that we don't know. We need to go to the procedure and then...
Who's interested in serving in the committee, please? Will you raise your hands?
But we have a motion...
Excuse me, ma'am. For those, I just need to know how many members of this body is interested in serving in such a committee. Could you raise your hand? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right. Having the record, is there a motion on the floor? Confirm the motion.
I just heard Adriana make an amendment. I actually like the amendment. I'd like to read some wording for it, okay? Just add on to this. So it would read, the KPFT LSB will set up a committee to select and screen a pool of candidates in accordance with the procedures developed by the PNB to be populated after excuse me. After the procedure is forwarded to the LSP.
Second.
So, and I'll do that. I'll do that within 2 days.
So, in effect, what you just read is amendment to your original motion.
He accepted. Yeah, he accepted like a friendly amendment.
Let's vote on the amended amendment.
Can you repeat it, please?
Yes. Restate the amendment of the motion.
The amendment is to add to the KPFT LSP will set up a committee to select and screen and pool of candidates in accord with the procedures developed by the PMB, comma, to be populated after those procedures are forwarded to the LSP.
So the amendment is that part after the comma? Mm-hmm.
Yes, the amendment is the part after the comma.
Those in favor, raise your hands. Those opposed, motion carries. All right.
That's the amendment.
Now we've got to go to the original motion. The motion carries.
The amendment
carried. That's what matters, okay?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now,
but we'll,
the next thing we're going to do is...
Point of order.
I just want to ask a question real quick. I apologize for interrupting, man. I'm hoping that anyone who is on the committee, or the question is... If you are on the committee, could you please make sure that you take the time to understand what a program director does? I've worked with Ernesto since 2008, and I'm just now learning some things that he had done. It's a vast job, and I just ask anyone who is on the committee to take the time to learn more about radio and what a program director actually does before you... take on the responsibility of choosing someone for that position.
A point of order. I have a question regarding what the heck we're doing. We've already passed a motion, and now this
no,
is
no.
an amendment.
Well, this is a different motion
no.
with an amendment. If this is an amendment to Joseph's motion,
why don't you allow the chair to explain it to you so you don't have to keep asking?
Just read the question.
Well, no, I'm going to explain to you where we are, and maybe that will help. Them.
Or read the motion.
The motion. Original motion that George Ryder brought was amended.
What was the original
motion? On that amendment.
And what was the original motion?
To set up a committee.
The KPFT will set up a committee.
Excuse me, ma'am. She's clear. She's clear. Okay. Now, the next thing we're going to do is deal with the original motion.
As amended.
As amended. Yeah.
As amended. Those in favor.
What is the original motion? What?
The original motion is to set up a committee according to the bylaws, according to what George is going to publish on the...
Okay.
I'm on the stack. I'd like to speak against the motion.
Can he read
before we vote?
The motion?
Point of order.
Yes.
We're way past time for this item.
Right.
We're past the time extension.
Yeah.
Actually, we had an extension.
We're past the extension time.
No, we had an extension. It was 9:50. We extended 5 minutes.
We still have time. So what I want now is the motion to be restated as amended.
Okay. Now?
Slowly, please, George.
Okay. Thank you. The KPFT LSP will set up a committee to select and screen a pool of candidates in accord with the procedures developed by the PNB, comma, to be populated after those procedures are forwarded to the LSP.
Now, George, I want you to make a commitment to send that wording to the secretary via email, because she's trying to annotate and dictate all these changes, but since you're the one writing, send it to her in email.
I will do that this
okay.
evening.
Now, are you clear on the amended motion? Are you clear on your voting on the original motion as it was amended?
Okay. I want to speak against the motion.
Go right ahead, ma'am.
Okay. First, the reason I'm speaking against the motion is because, yes, there are a lot of things that we have to do according to bylaws that we have not been able to do because we're so financially, not just financially strapped, we're going down the tubes, babe. So we have to prioritize. How do we use our energies? And right now, we got to build this membership base. We got to look at a new way of approaching and developing a new leader, a new listenership. And there's a whole, there are tens of thousands, believe it or not, of younger generation folks that depend upon analog radio that are still haven't tuned in to digital sources of information. And where is the largest number of folks, percentage-wise speaking? And that is the immigrant population, certain elderly population, and certain very poor population that does not have access to internet. So that's the population we got to gear our fundraisers toward in order to we got to bring in some big money. How much was raised? There was money raised at the last town hall.
Are you raising a point of order?
Yes, the point of order is simply...
No,
the,
I'm raising the point of order.
She's raising the point of order.
I was speaking on the stack. I was speaking on the stack against the motion, that's all. I was speaking against the motion, that's all. And the reason I put out there the reasons why. I'm not against forming the committee eventually, but in consonance with the previous motion that we've already passed, and that is that we look at alternative ways of filling the programming duties before we look for a chunk of money and a person to fill that programming directorship. So, in any event, that's why I'm speaking.
All right, ma'am.
I'm speaking against the motion.
Okay, we are at time now, so we're ready to vote. The original motion, as amended. Those in favor of the amendment, please raise your hand.
Motion.
Those opposed,
amended.
You know what I meant. Those in favor of the motion, raise your hand, please. Oppose?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Motion carries.
I abstain.
All right, then. This takes us to governance.
Actually, there was one more thing in the finance committee covered. It wasn't related to this.
Go right ahead.
The finance committee recommends that the KPF LSP to organize and approve a volunteer CPA team to perform an audit of KPFT.
Any opposition to the this was brought from the committee.
From the committee.
Rather unanimous.
Point of information. Yeah. Who's going to do the audit?
Yeah, it's Ted does a legal organization that does this for nonprofits. It wouldn't cost us
anything. May I add, it's a wish and a hope. But, yes.
And her.
Okay.
Actually, okay, go ahead. You opened it up. Those who want to speak to the motion, raise your hand. To the motion.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we discussed at the committee. I wasn't clear what the audit would do. You know, there's different kinds of audits.
Who was first?
Didn't I indicate that those of you who are interested, raise your hands? Only hand I saw was his hand.
I said I'm in the stack to talk about the motion. Wasn't there for me?
Well, you didn't make that very clear, but now you are on the stack. Anyone else that I don't understand you want to be on the stack?
Yeah.
Hank?
I did.
Who else?
Did you see my hand?
Nope. I'll miss you.
Jerry.
Nope. I did.
George.
Right. Now, if you hold it up when I'm looking in that direction instead of holding it up when I'm looking down writing, it would help. All right. Go right ahead.
Well, I just remember there was some discussion and confusion, I thought, in the committee about what exactly the purpose of this audit would be, and there was discussion that was more oriented towards it should be like a forensic audit, which is entirely different than a regular audit, and so I'm still not clear what the purpose is. So I'm going to oppose it because I don't know what exactly we're going to ask this volunteer CPA team to do, assuming we can actually get them. But the first question they're going to ask is, what do you want us to do? And I'm not sure we can tell them that from this motion.
Okay. Adrian.
I originally opposed to that motion because is too generic. All of us want to know.
Right.
All of us want a bunch of information, but I don't understand how can we say that we will bring somebody that knows somebody that is an organization that we do it know. And what I explained at the committee, and I want to explain now, I'm against, not because I think that we don't need really a good audit in every one of the stations. My point is, we cannot present motions that are just, so we bring people here and bring people there. To do what? In forensic, what we said is, the auditors just finish an audit. I agree that it's not a field audit. It means they didn't come to the station and they didn't, but that is what an auditor, the one that the Pacifica hired, does. They do that audit that way. If you want something different, what you are asking for is a forensic audit. And it's not any way that we can pay, I don't know where the money will come, to have a forensic audit. And I think that is one thing. But what I don't like is when we pass a motion. That's why I oppose. Because we cannot pass a motion that said we will do something, we will ask somebody and say, for sure those people will do it for free. I believe that that doesn't make any sense.
You have no. 1 minute before adjournment.
My time is already.
Your time is on. Everybody's time going to be is already if no extension is requested.
I'm opposed.
I'll go for adjournment.
About we extend.
I will entertain an extension. Adjournment is out of order until 1 minute. So therefore, I'm entertaining.
It's always in order. Yeah, it's always true.
Well, it's going to require 2/3.
It's like the motion.
His motion did come out first, but he wasn't recognized. Okay? So now the motion was recognized is an extension.
How long?
It wasn't, therefore, y'all been doing 10 minutes. Why don't we be consistent?
15 minutes.
Oh, goodness. 15 minutes.
Okay. 13 minutes.
13 minutes. Okay. 13 minutes. Is that an objection?
Yes.
Yes.
There we go. You're going to get right into when it'll be appropriate for you to just adjourn. Yes.
Motion to adjourn.
I make a motion that we hold this matter over for the next meeting. So that we can adjourn.
I second that.
While we're here, I think we should get a little bit more done before we disagree.
I guess that's out of order until we decide whether to adjourn or extend rather.
I just want to know why my committee passed this with no objection. Now everybody on my committee is objecting to it. That's what I want to know.
So why don't we just have a vote?
Can we send it back to committees?
What? The motion is out there. The motion has been discussed. The motion is to be dealt with. The motion is to be disposed of. So therefore, you voted down, but the motion deserves, like they say in Congress, an up and down vote. go ahead. I'm recognizing.
Okay, I'm on the stack, right? Right around the audit.
Actually, we got Hank. Extend, right?
I got Hank. Yeah, we got a motion to extend right now. I got a stack. And you are on.
Okay,
we got to approve it.
I said 13
minutes. 13 minutes is what she said. There was an objection. I'm listening to the objections at this point.
It's not debatable. We just vote on it. It's not debated.
Let's vote.
Their extension. Yeah.
Thank God.
13 minutes. Those in favor, raise your hand.
We haven't gone through the committees.
Those opposed?
The committee's been going on for long. I just want to get the vote over with.
Motion carries. 13 minutes.
No, excuse me, it takes 2/3.
Do you give the count
to extend?
Yes.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
To extend?
It's effectively suspending the rules.
Okay, those...
You want to take...
Wait a minute. All you were doing is extending. That doesn't require...
Yes, it does.
This motion was brought before 10 o'clock.
Blaine, can I explain?
Right.
It's a change in the agenda. The agenda was that we're going to adjourn at 10 o'clock. Anytime you change the agenda, which has already been said, it requires 2/3.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I love it when you come up with new orders
for the
last 15 sessions that I have chaired, you have voted to extend simply. Now, you want to go push back and start this new rule, but I've been chair here for at least 15 months, and you have not required a two-thirds vote to extend.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
What George has said is absolutely right.
Well, why haven't you been doing
that, and he will say that, I don't know.
Okay.
He said at the beginning when we were talking about the standing time, after we approve the agenda, is there. The only thing that members need to know that I think that is escaping some of us, some of you, when you yell adjourn, is one that the motion is on the floor. It's not any, or you stand to discuss, or you need to go, you cannot adjourn before voting. That are the rules, okay? Then do whatever you wish to do.
Those in favor of the motion, please raise your hand.
Which motion?
Extend.
By how many minutes?
No, it was no count.
10 minutes.
It's 9 to 7.
Those who are in favor of the motion to extend.
By how many minutes?
Raise your hand. 13 minutes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I've got 8. What? Well, hold on now. Okay. Do you either got to vote or you're not? Put your hands down.
It's the Trump voter.
This is not one of them Trump Hillary votes, all right? It's kind of simple here. This is kind of simple here, okay? Those in favor of extending for 13 minutes, need you to raise your hands, need you to raise them high and keep them up. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Well, obviously, there's not two-thirds.
Yep.
Meeting is adjourned.
No, we need to vote in the motion that won the election.
You said it.
It's not on the stand. It's not on the motion on the floor.
Wait. Point of order. Point of order. Point of order. The motion is on the floor. The motion has to be.
What motion is on the floor?
The motion about the audit.
Oh, my God.
Okay, those in favor of the motion, raise your hands. No need to get excited. It's not going to change the outcome.
Volunteer auditors.
Okay, you get to vote on your motion. Will you raise your hands for those of you in support of the motion?
It's on the audit?
Yeah. To accept the volunteer audit.
Volunteer only.
Put your hands down, because obviously that's confusion here. The motion is for a volunteer group to audit, period. Now, if you've gone through all this, we've gone through, you should know that. Those in favor of the motion for a volunteer audit, please raise your hands.
May I read the motion? It's
very simple. Go right ahead and read
it. The Finance Committee recommends to the KPFT LSB to organize and approve a volunteer CPA team to perform an audit of KPFT.
Those in favor of such said, stated, and restated, motion, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You're not voting for your own motion?
I'm abstaining.
Those opposed?
I think you missed one of 10.
I'll count again. Okay. Those opposed?
Opposed?
1.
Opposed?
How many times y'all going to vote? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now,
I counted 12.
That's why I'm counting again. Those who support the motion, please raise your hands high. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Those opposed?
Mr. Chair, I'm number 9.
Oh, you are voting for the motion?
Yes, right. I am.
Okay.
Those opposed?
Wow.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
8.
8? 8.
Yep.
9, 4, 8.
Again,
it still
passes.
Mr. Chair, how do you vote?
I do not vote. My prerogative. 9, 8. Motion passes.
Are we adjourned? Are we adjourned?
I think they're allowing me to adjourn now. I think.
Yes, sir. Move to adjourn.
All right, let's get this room broken down now. We'll have a different discussion.